This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Parts of Kentucky are facing severe flooding after a powerful storm dumped up to 6 inches of rain. At least 8 people were killed, including a child. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says the flooding is far from over.
While we have dealt with parts of the flash flooding, we are now going to see riverbank flooding that's going to hit a number of our communities and hit them significantly.
In New England, it's a wintry mix of snow, freezing rain, then just plain rain. WBZ's Suzanne Sawsville reports.
Patrick uses a large front-end loader with a plow attached to put yet more snow onto a 25-foot high pile.
I love it. I've been doing it my whole life.
As he pushes the snow, lots of water and ice flow down around his truck, his large tires spinning.
Not only do we have to deal with this, but we have to deal with the ice after the fact. So there's a lot of salting and trying to keep the parking lot safe. Whereas in a regular snow event, it's just plow it, salt it, and you're done.
Suzanne Sawsville for CBS News, Boston.
President Trump was asked if Russia's president wants the war against Ukraine to continue.
No, I think he wants to stop. That was my question to him.
Well, we've dealt with parts.
Because if he's going to go on, that would have been a big problem for us. And that would have caused me a big problem because you just can't let that happen.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says you can't end the war unless Ukraine is part of the negotiation.
There is no any leader in the world who can really make a deal with Putin without us, about us.
Zelensky spoke on NBC's Meet the Press as European allies of Ukraine hold a summit tomorrow in Paris after they were shut out of the negotiations. February 24th will mark 3 years since Russia invaded Ukraine. U.S. forces have conducted a precision airstrike in northwest Syria, targeting and killing a senior finance and logistics official, part of an al-Qaeda affiliate. Meanwhile, more federal workers are expected to get layoff notices this week. Thousands of federal employees across 20 agencies are being cut as part of the effort to trim federal spending. The president's Department of Government Efficiency is also taking steps to shutter some federal agencies. Congress has less than a month until government funding runs out. If an agreement is not reached before March 14th, the government shutdown will follow. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar was asked if she and her fellow Democrats will pressure Republicans to stop that from happening.
What we are doing is trying to work with them to get a budget together.
Okay.
And we are not going to shut this government down. They are the ones that have been shutting the government down by freezing funds.
Klobuchar was on CNN, and this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and bitter cold tonight, lows 10 to 15 below, wind chills to 30 below. Sunny and staying cold tomorrow, high near zero. Even colder Monday night and Tuesday, lows 15 to 20 below, wind chill to 35 below, high five above. Right now, we're at 11.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Soothe my been too long away from my baby, yeah. I'm coming down with the misery.
John Scofield, I Don't Need a Doctor. And before that, we opened up the show today, everyone, with Robert Palmer, Bad Case of Loving You. Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Seth Faces the Music, the show that is totally sick but doesn't need a doctor. We're talking about physicians today, everyone. Surprising number of songs out there are about doctors, and we found a whole bunch of them to play for you today. So join me, won't you, as we face the music together. Up next, we have the Alan Parsons Project. They put out an album several years ago called Tales of Mystery and Imagination, which was also the title of a story collection by one Edgar Allan Poe. And this title, the title of this song was named after one of those stories. Here's The System of Dr. Tarr and Professor Feather.
Thank you. just a big blue dot. I see her cars and planes. There's a planet where it's right. I'm sure we'll get there by next week. I couldn't be a doctor. I couldn't be a lawyer. I couldn't be a scientist. I couldn't be normal, especially in the daylight. I couldn't be a doctor. I couldn't be a lawyer.
From early in their career, that was INXS from 1980. That was Doctor. Stick around, everyone. Lots more to come here on Seth Faces the Music. Up next, we have a West Coast. Well, I guess he wasn't really a folkie, and he really wasn't one of the country rock guys, but he wrote several really good songs. He was friends with the Eagles and the whole crew out there in California, had some hits on his own, and we'll get to him when we come back on WFHR.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes. Thank you.
Elvis Costello from his record Taking Liberties. That was Dr. Luther's Assistant. And before that, we heard from Jackson Browne with Dr. My Eyes. Up next on the show, everyone, we've got, well, a true original coming from the melting pot of New Orleans. He mixed up just about every kind of music you could think of from that area. He was a great influence on many people, including Dr. John, Fats Domino, and a few others that you may have heard of. And he was, well, he was one of a kind. His real name was Henry Roland Byrd, but you will know him as Professor Longhair. And here is his tune, They Call Me Dr. Professor Longhair.
Professor Longhair, the girls all call me a little old loving man. Oh, the boys call me Dr. Professor Longhair, but the girls all call me a little old loving man. Well, they know I'm not a doctor, baby. They need to all give a helping hand. I know I'm not a doctor, baby, but I wouldn't advise you to try to prove I'm not a doctor's son. Yes, you know I'm not a doctor, baby, but I wouldn't advise you to try to prove I'm not a doctor's son. Well, I'm gonna stay right here. That is until the doctor comes. Darling, I'm open from midnight until the break of day. All of you girls hurry down to my office in the morning. Baby, I'm open from midnight until the break of day. You know I don't care what's hurting you, honey. Little girl, I know I can drive your pains away. Anybody, honey, and I do meet in your own neighborhood. Yes, ask anybody, darling, little girl in your own neighborhood. And I guarantee they'll tell you if I can't cure you, sugar, I bet your family doctor won't do you no good. They call me Dr. Professor Longhair. That's why the girls all call me a little old loving man. Oh, the boys call me Dr. Professor Longhair, but the girls all call me a little old loving man. But I write out on my heartbreaker later. Baby, I've got the remedies right here in my hand. Anybody, darling, I said ask anybody in your own neighborhood. Yes, ask anybody, baby, little girl in your own neighborhood. I guarantee you if I can't cure you, sugar, I know your family doctor won't do you no good. That's why they me Dr. Professor Longhair, while the girls call me a little old loving man. That's why they call me Dr. Professor Longhair, while the girls call me a little old loving man. Well, I'm a hard regulator. I've got the remedy tracked in my head. We'll be right back.
steal your bullets in the dead of night. Every side is near, so wear your relic gear. Dr. Monk unpacks his trunk tonight.
Fairport Convention from their album Full House. That was Doctor of Physic, and Physic spelled P-H-Y-S-I-C-K. Stick around, everyone. Lots more to come here on Seth Faces the Music. Up next, we have a hard rocking band. I don't know if I've ever played on this show before. It's been too many shows, but this is a great tune. It was kind of a hit for them, but you'll probably recognize it when we come back right here on WFHR.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
CBS News Brief. Deadly floods in Kentucky have led to at least 8 deaths, and the flooding is not over.
The rivers are still rising, could be seeing crests today or tomorrow at major flood stage. That's a concern as the hours go by.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is heading to Saudi Arabia for talks aimed at ending the war between Israel and Hamas. He tells CBS he plans to meet with Russian diplomats to discuss President Trump's push to end the war in Ukraine.
One of his promises was he would work to bring an end to this conflict in a way that's sustainable and fair. Mm-hmm. And obviously, this is the first step in that process, but we have a long ways to go.
Ukraine President Zelensky insists his nation must be part of the talks. When it comes to the war in Gaza,
this week, an international delegation is set to meet in Cairo for talks focusing on the Gaza ceasefire agreement.
CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and bitter cold tonight, lows 10 to 15 below, wind chills to 30 below. Sunny and staying cold tomorrow, high near zero. Even colder Monday night and Tuesday, lows 15 to 20 below, wind chill to 35 below. High 5 above. Currently it's 10 above.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. While attacks on democracy norms ensue in Washington, state legislatures have also been busy. We have updates from Utah, Kansas, Indiana, and the contested North Carolina Supreme Court race. Voting Rights Lab reports that the Utah House is considering HB 300, which forces mail-in ballot users to deliver their ballot not by mail, but by hand to an official polling place where an ID can be presented. The elderly, disabled, and other voters for whom returning by mail is their only option would need to seek special permission. HB 332 would withdraw Utah from the Cooperative Electronic Registration Data Center, the subject of far-right conspiracy theories. The Kansas Senate passed SB 4, which requires receipt of mail-in ballots by 7 p.m. Election Day to count, rather than the current 3 days after. An Indiana Senate committee advanced SB 284, shortening early in-person voting from 28 days to 14 days, ending at noon the day before Election Day. The full Senate passed SB 10, ending use of school-issued student identification as ID for voting. In North Carolina, a district court judge dismissed a claim by a state Supreme Court candidate that in a race he lost by 734 votes, as many as 65,000 voters were ineligible. A federal appeals court may revisit it. We've linked the Voting Rights Lab tracker at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Yeah.
a doctor and I could be a nurse. I think I see the problem, it's only gonna get worse. I need that medication, just show me where it hurts. I need to rock you, baby, before your body bursts. Let me work it out.
Williams featuring Miley Cyrus. That was Doctor Work It Out. And before that, we opened up this set with Blue Oyster Cult and Doctor Music. Got an interesting one coming up next, ladies and gentlemen. A synth band from Germany in the 1980s by the name of Propaganda. Now, they did a whole album based on a criminal character from German pulp origins. There were several films made of him in the 20s and the 30s. All through the current day, you can go back and check out some of those pretty crazy silent films, man. They got away with stuff back then that's kind of surprising. But anyway, here is just part of that album. It's Dr. Mabuse, a paranoid fantasy Propaganda.
Why does it hurt when my heart misses the beat?
The man without shadow promises you the world. Tell him your dreams and fanatic needs. He's buying them all with cash.
Selling your soul, selling your soul, selling your soul. Don't be a fool.
Emily Haynes and The Soft Skeleton with Dr. Blind. If you recognize that voice, you're probably a fan of the band Metric. That's going to do it for hour number one on Seth Faces the Music this week. Don't worry, don't fret. We've got a whole nother hour on the way, everyone. We're going to take a short break and be right back. Don't go anywhere unless you have to call the doctor. Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Flash flooding has turned deadly in Kentucky.
Even with the incredible response that we've seen, we can confirm that we've lost at least 8 Kentuckians due to this weather event.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says one of those killed was a child. In Atlanta, one person was killed after powerful winds toppled a tree that fell on a house. Captain Scott Powell is with the Atlanta Fire and Rescue Department.
It was an extremely large tree that came down, and it caught the corner of the structure. And because of the large weight and size of the tree, it made it an extended operation.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says to the north, it's a mixture of messy weather.
Sandwich of snow, ice, and then snow again. Really just dangerous conditions in northern New England. South of there, let's say from Interstate 90 on south, it's all rain. And then as you get a little bit